Fescima is Misha Daughter Claire Copeland. Agus, I'm the Deputy Medical Director for Primary Care and Community Services in NHS Highland. It was an absolute privilege to be able to meet with and speak to colleagues in the community in Skye at the Sir Lewis Ritchie Implementation Steering Group on Tuesday. I've recently taken up post as Deputy Medical Director at the start of this year. And in those few short months, I've been focused on getting out and about, meeting local clinicians, visiting hospitals, clinics, etc., to really get a sense of what the key issues are and the priorities are in local areas. What I was immediately struck by when I visited Skye, which was one of the first places I went out to visit, was the absolute dedication and professionalism that our local clinicians have for their work and for the residents in Skye. And so what I presented on Tuesday was very much the view of all the clinicians, meaning our GPs, our rural support team, our rural emergency practitioners, our nurses, that spoke to the need for an urgent and emergency care model that works for the whole of Skye. And in particular, taking cognizance, being really thoughtful around about what Sir Lewis recommended back in 2018. So we as clinicians were all agreed that we need, particularly in the north of the island, an integrated local care hub. And that place would be a space where we can co-locate our GPs, our rural support team, our colleagues in Scottish Ambulance. It will allow us space to have outpatient facilities so we can assess people closer to their own home and they're not having to travel. We also believe that we need beds, hospital beds, in the north of the island. And that's going to allow us the opportunity to treat people with minor illness or rehabilitation needs closer to home. We also believe very strongly that we need to have the facility to offer palliative care as well. But in addition to this, we're really keen to embrace new innovative models of care and see Skye as a pioneer, a trailblazer, if you will, for these types of models of care. And so it was an absolute joy to be able to share the hospital at home model that Skye was one of the first sites that received funding from Health Improvement Scotland in Highland to test this out. And we were able to hear actually at the meeting from a community member that had had direct experience of it and was extremely complimentary and positive. And so we would be keen to continue to develop this as part of that whole system integrated urgent model. We also believe really passionately and strongly that this isn't just about the clinicians in Skye as well in terms of the doctors and nurses, but also our colleagues in Scottish Ambulance. And they've done an incredible amount of work in increasing their staffing and being able to also do new innovative ways of working to help support the other clinicians in their test of change around people presenting that require urgent care. We also, of course, work closely with our colleagues in NHS 24, and we'll be sharing more information and comms around the 111 service, which is available 24/7 and can help direct people to get the right care at the right time in the right place. So what I presented on behalf of the clinicians was a model that we plan to implement over the coming months, which will take us from what currently is provided as a weekend and public holiday service incrementally up to 4 days on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, from 8 a.m. till 8:30 p.m, to a 7-day service by October, which will be 8 a.m. till 8:30 p.m. And the reason we're doing it as a phased implementation is we have been incredibly successful in attracting and retaining advanced practitioners wanting to work in the rural support team. And their training will dovetail with the implementation because, of course, we want to do this as sustainably and as safely as possible. Underpinning all of this, obviously, is how we share information with the community in terms of that patient safety and that governance. And I'm keen to involve local community colleagues around how we do that on a much more regular basis than we have done. And I would acknowledge that what has been done thus far could and should improve for the future, and that's something that I spoke to in the meeting as well. I would be keen to hear from local residents and community members, and we'll be making frequent trips back to Skye and remain in constant communication with colleagues as we embark on this new phase of how urgent and emergency care is delivered in Skye. Thank you.